Today marks the start of Pride Month. LGBTQ communities around the globe in June typically would fill the streets with millions for day-long parades. But as the world's Bianca Hillier reports, this year's events will look pretty different.
Kieran Robertson will never forget his first time at the Edinburgh Pride Parade.
It was a rainy day, unfortunately, but it didn't matter at all because I was just so overwhelmed and happy. I was so overwhelming that I cried.
Robertson had come out as queer that fall, and every year since then, he's made the parade a priority.
It's the feeling of community, the feeling of strength in a world that pushes back against the queer community all the time.
That feeling, found through dancing and marching through the streets with tens of thousands of people, will not be a reality this year. Edinburgh Pride has been canceled, along with about 500 other Pride events around the world.
Oh my God, the loss is indescribable.
Steve Taylor is a board member of the European Pride Organizers Association. He spent years helping plan Pride events and create spaces for queer people to feel safe and welcome.
And the fact that so many people won't have that in-person experience this year is really the worst thing about it.
To try and rectify that loss, enter Global Pride, a virtual event on Saturday, June 27th. The free 24-hour live stream will showcase speeches and performances sent in from Pride organizers across the globe. BYO, Rainbows, Glitter, and Queer Pride. But the event will exist exclusively on a screen. And some people, including Kieran Robertson in Scotland, worry that the virtual aspect could push an already isolated community further into obscurity.
It's easier to ignore if it is not in a physical public space.
Global Pride organizers admit that it won't be the same as an in-person celebration. But Taylor says the live stream could provide more exposure for prides around the world.
Wherever you are in the world, you'll be able to see content from prides in India, in Taiwan, in Australia, right the way across to the West Coast USA.
Taylor said the online format could also bring pride events to people who wouldn't otherwise have access to them, like people in Kenya, Barbados, Saudi Arabia, and other countries that criminalize homosexuality. But going virtual brings its own risks. You may have heard of Zoom bombing, when uninvited guests crash a video call with vulgar images or hate speech. Taylor says Global Pride is working with tech partners to keep the space safe.
We can't be 100% secure, but we will do absolutely everything we can.
Global Pride will have one similarity to modern Pride events: ads from major corporations. Critics say Pride has become a space for companies to virtue signal their support for the LGBTQ community. Kieran Robertson agrees.
I really don't like companies that are using Pride as a means of marketing. Years of protest and suffering is being used to sell people's stuff, which is nasty, in my opinion.
Taylor confirmed that Global Pride will include sponsorship deals, and he welcomes them.
If a corporate invests, say, $50,000 in a Pride, that's $50,000 that the Pride organization doesn't have to charge the people who attend. So they help to keep Pride free. And to me, that's the most important thing.
Some members of the LGBTQ community say it's those same corporations that exploit and oppress people of color. Pride is a celebration, but by nature, it's also a protest.
Black queer lives matter!
Black queer lives matter!
Black trans lives matter!
Black trans lives matter!
At Toronto Pride in 2016, the city's Black Lives Matter group staged a sit-in, asking for better representation at Pride and a ban on police floats in future parades. Taylor says activist groups like this will be a key feature of the virtual Global Pride event.
We'll be featuring them, we'll be featuring their issues. In some countries, you can still be given the death penalty for being LGBTI. So it's absolutely critical that we have the balance between those different issues.
For queer people who report feeling excluded at Pride, this year's Move Online is an opportunity to create their own celebration. But for Robertson, there's no way of recreating the live experience of Pride. So he is tuning out.
It's not going to feel the same at all, because it is so much about being with other people, sharing the same energy.
But when I mentioned that people were planning their own parties at home, Robertson said that actually sounded pretty fun.
That's quite a refreshing idea. I'm sure we'll figure something out and we'll play games and listen to queer music.
He says parades have been canceled. Pride has not. For the world, I'm Bianca Hillier.